Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Stephen Fitzsimmons, Institutional Portfolio Manager with RBC GAM's Blue Bay Fixed Income Team in Stamford, Connecticut. What a difference a week makes. As we walked into our offices at the beginning of last week, after a choppy trading session across markets on the previous Friday, we saw volatility spike across risk assets dramatically. The CBOE Volatility Index, commonly referred to as the VIX, spiked from 23 on Friday all the way up to nearly 39 on Monday the 5th. This is the highest level since peak COVID panic in 2020. Now, the index has since retreated to nearly 21. IG credit spreads briefly gapped out to 110 bips and have since retraced down to 102, 2 bips tighter than where we were on the 5th. High yield spreads gapped out to 380 bips, only to ratchet back down to 339 today. Interest rates briefly rallied in a flight to quality down to 3.79% for the 10-year, only to widen back out to near 4% this week. After briefly normalizing during the week, the 2s-10s curve reinverted itself to about the same level we were at on Monday, the 5th of August. To provide a sense for our short-term reaction function to this volatility, folks on the floor here spent Monday morning scrubbing open axes and live offers to potentially lift relatively stable, non-financial names that we may have had room for in our portfolios. We also saw some opportunity in selling protection on high-yield credit default swap baskets, or CDX, where appropriate. The view here was to put on some short-term liquid risk in pockets of the market that are relative safe havens, but may have sold off in concert with broader risk assets. The quick compression that followed confirmed these views. We now sit ready to provide liquidity to the market again should volatility reemerge in a meaningful way. So what exactly could drive us back into those volatile markets? The answer is relatively simple, and one that we have been harping on since last year: incoming data. And this week has no shortage of hot data points. From CPI on Wednesday to jobless claims, retail sales, PPIs, and consumer sentiment, this is an extremely busy data week. New issue across both investment grade and high yield were put on hold during the bouts of volatility I described earlier on, only to pick up later in the week as things calmed down. We came in Monday morning this week with screens lighting up with tons of issuers trying to get out ahead of the data ahead. We project, at minimum, $25 to $30 billion of IG paper coming in the first couple days of this week. We think it's important to remember, while navigating this kind of volatility, that the same folks that were calling for 8 rate cuts in December of last year, then calling for 0 cuts in May of this year, are the same folks that are now calling for 4 or 5. In contrast, we have been trading toward a consistent view of around 2 cuts for the balance of 2024. Disciplined conviction combined with an honest self-assessment of where we win and where we lose is integral to our process. Not dramatic shifts in sentiment without material supporting data. And with that, we wish you all a successful week in the markets. And as always, thank you for your attention.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.